I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1939. That was the day that the Hatch Act was enacted. The law was named after Senator Carl Hatch, a Democratic senator from New Mexico. The Hatch Act limits political activities by federal employees. One of the reasons the law was passed was due to allegations of corruption by the Works Progress Administration. The WPA was a key program of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal plan to put people back to work during the Great Depression. But critics of the WPA alleged that the program was being used as a form of political patronage, and that the jobs were exchanged as a way to secure votes for the Democratic Party. Although an investigation found no conclusive proof of the allegations, Congress decided to act to define what was appropriate political engagement for a federal employee. Except for the president and the vice president, all federal employees and employees of the District of Columbia must follow the Hatch Act guidelines. Under the act, federal employees cannot use the authority of their job to interfere with an election. They cannot be a candidate to a public office in a partisan election. They cannot participate in political activity while at work or while wearing a government uniform or driving a government vehicle. But the Hatch Act does not completely stop federal employees from participating in our political system. If they are off the clock, federal employees can still attend political rallies, contribute money to candidates, campaign for candidates, and help register voters. Ensuring the individual rights of free speech and elections free of corruption can be a difficult balancing act, especially for the thousands who call Uncle Sam their boss. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at laborhistoryin2.